If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We don't have a ton of time, so I want to make sure we get the proper amount of time for someone with the stature of Ken Gosselin on the Hartford Current. I mean, come on. I mean, everyone pulls over to the side of the road to listen to this segment. How are you,
wow,
Ken?
What a lead in. Yeah, I'm doing well, thank you. I don't know. Now I'm nervous. No.
I feel like, listen, I don't know how many Hartford storefront stories you've done in your career, but I'm sure it's well over a dozen. And
it's a lot.
And
no,
so I guess generally speaking, and I have a bunch, I want to talk about Stackpole More Tryon 2 and some other things, but what's different this time about this story?
Well, we're looking, I'm saying the city is, and the Metro Hartford Alliance is looking to activate, get some tenants in the storefronts around where the arena is, the People's Bank Arena. And, you know, you've been around for a while. You know that those have basically been empty. And, they've been empty really since the whole Hartford 21 back in the early 2000s was redeveloped. And there hasn't been a lot of, you know, activity there at all, really. So they're really trying to capture some of the momentum of the renovation that has just been completed. Well, it's still ongoing, but most of it's been done now.
So I guess my question is, because the same can be discussed about Pratt Street, is that there's no doubt, I mean, I'll just take an Urban Lodge or a Vons from a bar standpoint. When there's a game night or a concert, those places are packed. But is there enough demand on a normal day to sustain a business there?
Well, I would say that the foot traffic is very low, so no, that you really do need the events right now.
But there aren't enough events to sustain a long-term business,
yes.
Right? I'm pro Hartford. I want it to win, but it's like it's a chicken or the egg thing. You give somebody $250,000 to start a business, that's great, but that business could be done in 6 months if they don't get people to come down and use it.
Right. Okay. So yes, a very good point. But what they're thinking about with some of these spaces along where the arena is that you have, and you probably have heard this before, experiential type thing so not just the restaurant, not just the bar, but a place where people can gather. There's food, there's something to drink maybe, and there's something to do. Okay, so, you know, like billiards, arcade, just something that is a draw, okay, beyond a restaurant or a bar. Okay, and so that's kind of the thinking of this. And these spaces are fairly good size around the arena. So that's really the thought. And that would be, in theory, a way to draw people in when there isn't an event going on or something at the arena or something on Pratt Street or what have you. So that's really the thinking here on that.
You know, because like my wife and I are looking for reasons to go to Hartford, whether it's Yard Goats or Fire by Forge. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, so if the concept is good enough, we would definitely go. I just and again, I just think about it because I think a lot of businesses, I would love to see more businesses there. But, you know, I'm curious about the apartments that are coming online. These are people that conceptually probably just get in their car and drive to work. And will these, like in 12, 16, 18 months, when a couple hundred more units come online and so on, will that change anything?
I think you need, the more units that come on, the better, of course. All right. But people in the apartments, okay, they may go out. It's like you and me at our house. We don't go out every night to get something to eat or whatever. So you just need more apartment. I mean, there's a very, really good foundation there now, but you just need more to get what they call a critical mass.
Right. We're talking with Ken Gosselin of the Hartford Current. You can go to current.com. He goes by the full Kenneth R. Gosselin. Can you tell me the middle name?
Roger. My dad's name.
Kenneth Roger Gosselin. I like it.
Yes. And that's the only time I really use my full name is on my byline. So anyway.
I used to, when I was writing for the, even when I did sports at the Worcester Telegram and Gazette, I'd use my middle initial because I thought someday I'd work at the New York Times and it made me sound like I could fit in. But it never materialized, and then
yes,
I
finally. Yes, but look where you have landed.
Look at,
so,
I know.
There you go.
It's crazy.
There you go.
You know, we did a show from, and again, the name always stumps me. Stackpole Moore Tryon, and I was always wondering how they stayed in business because I mean the clothes are beautiful. I mean they are beautiful things. It's not cheap, but they're making a move. And my question is, you know, so they are going to go to a new location. But my other question is, then that leaves another place that's going to be empty. That's a decent size,
right? The thought there is, and I have talked to a couple of brokers who do a lot of work downtown, and there is interest already in that spot. Okay, and again, I don't have a name. They haven't disclosed the name, but kind of another experiential idea.
It's a really good. It's a good location because you get you get Pratt and what is it? Is it Trumbull? You get both
Trumbull.
You get both streets right on that corner.
Yes, exactly. So then it's very visible. It's right across from where the arena is, and so yes, it's a very good location. Now, you know, on the other side of that intersection, there has been trying to get something else in there, and there was, you know, Huskies was going to go there, that didn't work out. So it's not like a slam dunk, you know, but there is definitely interest in the Stackpole location.
Why didn't that Husky bar happen? I remember talking about that, then no one ever followed up on it.
Yeah.
Why did that fall through?
Yeah, it did. I did report something on it, but the owners just had too much, they said, going on up on the UConn campus, and that they couldn't take on because they were doing some moves up there, and so that they couldn't take on this expansion, which would have been great, you know, because UConn plays at the arena, so it would have been great, but it did not come together, unfortunately.
All right. Now, listen, in terms of what's happening, you just posted something today, right, about the aerospace manufacturer moving to Enfield. People can read. Go to current.com if you want to read about that as well, which is nice. Taking a business from Massachusetts, which is always good.
Yeah.
if you're a Connecticut person, that is. Ken, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Okay, good. Anytime. Take care.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.